We praise you because you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we want to rest inside of you, Father. We want to know you as you are known. And Lord, as we come to know you better, help us to be the conduits of the resurrection, of the promises that we have, of the faith that you've given us. Lord, help us to pour our lives out in a real and personal way. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for that. Father, we do ask even now for the forgiveness of our sin. Lord, we have all sinned this week and probably even today. Lord, and we know that if we bear sin and iniquity in our heart, that you will not hear our prayer. So, Father, we come even now before you, Lord, asking for that cleansing, Father, and we thank you for it. Lord, now as we come before the very throne room of mercy, Lord Jesus, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we want to remember these people that are on our prayer list, Lord, Father. Lord, as we think of Mary in Iran, Lord, I lift her before your throne, Father. Give us a heart that feels the hurt and the abandonment that she's experiencing even today. Lord, break our hearts because her heart is breaking. Lord, and we ask for that. I pray, Father, for all of those who are suffering for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I pray that you would put in us a knowledge, an experience, Lord Jesus, that we can suffer with them, that we can stand in the gap for them. Lord, and we ask those things. Father, we pray for Amanda's daughter if she's sick today, or heal her. Touch her, help her to get through this little spring flu virus thing that she's going in. Lord, just bless her little heart, Father. And I pray for Amanda and her strength, Lord. I thank God that she is a mom that knows you. I just lift that family before you, Father. Stuart, as he has a backache, Lord, he's got some problems. And Lord, you know every molecule of his body. You know every fiber of every muscle that's in him. Lord, we bring him before your throne, even now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch him, that you would release the tightness that's in his back, Lord Father. Just help him, Lord, I hear you. Help him to cope, Father, because the pain may not leave. But help him to be content no matter what state he's in. Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father, we thank you for our Lord, as he's come across. Come out of surgery, Lord Jesus, and he appears to be doing better. We lift him before your throne. Father, we pray for those who are sick. Unmentioned names, Lord Jesus, that are just struggling with the sin of the world. Lord, you created it, and it was good until sin entered in, and then everybody got sick. And, Lord, I just pray for your mercy on that family, Lord Father, and we just lift that up. Father, we want to thank you for sparing William's life. Lord, as he just struck a deer, Lord Jesus, not about the car, it's about his soul. Father, I pray for the salvation of the soul. Lord, we just ask that. We pray for Tom's wife, Lord Jesus. And we know that she's your daughter, Father. And I just lift her before you. I just sense a deep hurt that's there. Father, just heal that. Father, come over her and just make that well. Lord Jesus, I ask those things. Father, we do pray for Rob Martino. Lord, we lift him before you, Father. First time he ever came to this body was on Friday night, and he saw something. He heard some things. Father, and I pray that you are moving in his spirit, Father, drawing him to a right relationship. I pray for Mark, Father, as the conduit of your mercy toward him. I pray for as when Mark speaks to him, the words of God would be plainly heard. The mercy of God would be plainly seen. And, Lord, that you would draw Rob close to you, Lord. And thank you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen. Tom, I love you, Mom. I'm scared of
it. All right, so last week we got into red. We talked about the time we're living in. The first time we did this, we looked at Daniel. We understood the scriptures told us to look at Daniel at the seven-year period. So we did that. And we realized that there was an abomination that was going to take place. We realized we were going to see that. So the next study was, we realized that Christians see tribulation. That there is no verse that says we are not appointed to tribulation. So last week we got into wrath. And we looked at Noah and the wrath that was to come. So I actually wanted, today we're going to look at Lot and Sodom, but I actually wanted to tie the two together, so I have more sheets for you. And we're going to actually tie them both together, because wrath is not, why wrath? You know, so there's a whole bunch of reasons why. First of all, it's what mankind does to deserve God's wrath, right? That he's going to pour his wrath out. And then, second of all, it's how God's people are treated by the ones that are going to receive the wrath, right? So this is what I really wanted to look at, and there's a lot here. And I think if we just roll through it, we could get through it. And we will actually do our first study in Revelation for the first time. And we'll bring from beginning to end, showing you the mass tribulation and God's wrath and how this is all going to play out. So, and then last week I had brought up, who thinks this isn't important, knowing this? Who thinks that this is just coffee shop theology, and there's really no reason to understand this? Anybody? Especially in the past year. How much more relevant is this now than it was even a year ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? We're seeing this coming.
Yes.
We are. Yeah. We are. They're not.
Yeah, right.
And we're being persecuted by our own brothers and sisters, right, saying ignore this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the place where I have left, they don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear any of this. They shut down again. Mm-hmm. They closed again this weekend. They closed Bible study Wednesday night, and they closed again Sunday services this weekend.
Wow.
And I'm mad. How dare we? Mm-hmm. How dare we as a church, as Christians, we don't go along with what they say.
Right.
We do the opposite. Right. We're the peculiar people. If God wants me to die of COVID or the flu,
amen,
he will.
Let him. But let me praise him, yeah, while I'm doing it. That's what matters here.
Yeah.
So, I brought up, the closer we get to this, I've been studying this for a long time. I see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I see it everywhere in my Bible, the second coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somebody had said to me, do you really believe that it's everywhere in your Bible? And I said, yeah, I really do. So I just asked Asha, Julia, and Mark to read. I just picked out anywhere in my Bible. I picked the spot, and I turned to Psalm 118. And I haven't even looked at it. And I asked them if they would read it. I think there's like 30 verses or something. And let's see if we can see it there.
Can we stop every time we do see it?
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. To me, I'm seeing this everywhere. So Psalm, what, it was 118, right? And then you guys break it up how you want to.
All right. We already discussed it.
Yeah.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. The Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. But the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
Mm-hmm.
All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works. house of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter.
I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Does everybody see it? I mean, can you not see it here? Does anyone want to comment on some of these verses?
I saw in verse 4, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, 14, verse 16, 17.
Yep.
Well, just in the very first one, the fact that his loving kindness is everlasting.
That's right.
Right.
See, that's what I noticed about God's wrath. He's merciful.
Yeah.
Right.
He's graceful and merciful. And that he loves his children, and even in his wrath, he's going to pour out his grace upon his children.
Now, look at whose mercy is poured out on. Those who fear him.
That's right.
Verse 4. And I've heard it said from folks who come to this church, I'm not supposed to fear God. The more that I search the scripture, the more I see we must fear God. Jesus said, don't fear him who's able to take away your life.
That's right.
Fear him who's able to take your life and cast your soul into hell. Who's able to do that? God.
That's right. And there is a point where people, and I do agree that it says, well, to reverence God. I agree. That's not fearing him, though.
Right.
Fearing him is you crossing the line with him.
Fear and trembling.
Yes.
That's right. Fear and trembling. That you have crossed the line from him, and a holy, righteous God is going to say, I've had about enough of that.
Yes. Right.
Right? Sometimes God gets in a killing mood.
Well, yeah.
Right? Ananias and Sapphira.
A loving father doesn't spank you every day, but when you need a spanking, he will fire you up.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. So, I like how Mary said that. That's the first thing I noticed in these things is his grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's even he even talks about chastening children.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've said it before. I've had a rod put to my back. Like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I would rather stay in line here and avoid the rod.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
You know what? I just noticed something. Psalm 117 there. Mm-hmm. You see 117? There are 595 chapters to the left. There are 595 chapters to the right. There are 33 words in Psalm 117. How old was Jesus Christ when he produced?
33.
It is the very spine of your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the middle. There are 33. There's 33 bones in your spine. There's 33 words right here in Psalm 117. Jesus was 33. Thanks to God, there's an Old Testament and a New Testament.
Yeah.
2 times 33 is what? How many books are there? This is how perfect your Bible is. When Moses asked God, let me see thy glory,
right.
He showed him his what?
In the back.
Back parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He showed him Jesus Christ.
Right.
His spine.
Mm-hmm. His spine.
Okay. I didn't expect I just saw that. I didn't expect to do that. So, we're going to work our way through wrath, Genesis 6. And so, what I wanted to do is, because you constantly hear about God compares the day of the Lord with the days of Lot and the days of Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's go through these and we'll see what caused it, how people were treated, and what God's wrath is. Mm-hmm. So, Genesis 6, 5 and 7, right? So, and God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great upon the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were evil continually.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, he said it's going to be like that in these days.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Are we not seeing that?
Amen.
What happened to this country? They have destroyed this country. Yes. We are a wicked nation. They are saying we are racist. Mm-hmm. That we're not. We are the most unracist nation in the world. They are divided. When Jesus said that it will be kingdom against kingdom, mm-hmm. nation against nation, that meant a nation within a nation.
Right.
That is civil war. Mm-hmm. That is racism. There are, we are, the, you know who the racists are? They are. Mm-hmm. The leftists. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't think like they do.
Right.
We don't say things like they do. Mm-hmm. They say it. The left, look, I know that God doesn't have no political affiliation.
Right.
I know he's not a Republican, he's not a conservative. but that party there is demonic.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 That party there says men can dress like women and be women. That party there says we believe in God, but let's kill the babies.
Yeah.
That party is possessed. And that party is now taking over an extra state. Everything is being done. They're going to pack the Supreme Court, the filibuster. All these things are so that a conservative will never be the majority again.
Right.
Never.
Yeah.
And this is headed towards, it's not socialism.
No.
It's not. It's totalitarianism.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Marxism. It's Luciferianism.
Yeah.
It is the kingdom of, these are the people that said, we are no longer going to pray in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing this down. They are bringing God's wrath.
Yes, they are.
And like you said, we're the ones who see it. We're the ones who are spiritually seeing what's going on. And we're the ones who are supposed to be preparing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't shut our churches down.
Amen.
You think he'd shut down?
No.
I don't even know what happened over there this week. But you would have never shut down a church before COVID.
No.
Never. And now you just shut it down at will.
First of all, this building, this church, does not belong to any pastor.
That's right.
This is God's church. It's God's people. And I don't have the authority, nor do I want the authority to stop it.
Amen. Amen.
Right? Any pastor who stands up and says, we're going to shut the church because Cuomo tells us to,
that's
anathema.
So if they're going to give in to that, what else are they going to give in?
Everything.
You know, and I agree with you. I think what you see is you're seeing this church is growing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're never going to be a mega church.
Right.
Because we're in the minority, even with our churches.
Yes.
Even with our brothers and sisters in Christ that say, I ignore this.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you know, nobody really knows. And besides, we're going to be removed here. We're not. That's not for us. God wouldn't beat up his bride. God's not beating up the bride, the devil is.
Amen.
And God is allowing it to separate the sheep from the goat.
Yes.
From the ones who honor them with their lips, but their heart is far from him.
Well, this indeed is a testing of our faith.
Absolutely.
All right? And God will test you to see if you really believe what you
say
you believe.
You're not just allowed to just say, repeat somebody's prayer, now you're in the door.
Amen. No.
God is going to put those words to test now. He's going to allow tribulation, which we've studied, in your life to see if you're either going to draw into his bosom or you're going to say, I can do this. A lot of people want to understand this to prep, to be end times preppers. That's not what we're doing.
No.
We want to understand this because we see what's coming and we want to be in his kingdom. We want to see him.
We want to be his witness.
That's
right. Right now, the church itself is coming out against brothers and sisters that don't want the COVID or don't want the vaccine.
Right.
It is now within the church that people that I thought were saved and
Franklin
Graham.
My brothers and sisters are
Wendy, what was the warning by Jesus Christ in Matthew 20 about the Olivet Discourse? Be not deceived.
Right.
Many will come to me, come to you in my name saying I am Christ. Be not deceived. What did Paul say? There be a falling away first. Be not deceived.
Yeah.
Peter said the same thing. Perilous times will come. That men will depart from the faith.
Yeah.
But yet, once again, these people have the opposite. They think there's going to be some great revival where America is now going to bow the knee to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith on the earth? Meaning, not much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everything that they teach is opposite of what the Bible says. But yet 95% of the churches have bought into the doctrine of pre-trib and dispensationalism.
Real quick, and I forget exactly where Paul wrote this, but he said, because they did not love the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And God
That's
sent
right.
a strong delusion
right.
because they did not love
the
God's
word. He said
that's
what's going to cause the fall away.
Causes the fall away.
That's right.
God sends this delusion. So don't blame it on COVID. Don't blame it on Lucifer. Blame it on a weak church.
That's right.
Okay? It's because pastors, for too long, haven't had 117. Amen?
Yeah.
No spine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay, so verse 7.
I got just one more thing just to go along with that. There are so many people out there now that are willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to give up their comfort.
Yeah.
They don't want to give up their friends. They don't want to do this. They're carnal.
They're carnal.
Just carnal.
So is there such thing as a carnal Christian? Because that's what the dispensationalist is. And that's what it spoke to in Genesis when Moses came down off the mountain. And he showed, and they saw God. They saw God in the glory of God. The fire and the mountains trembling and everything.
Yeah.
And they all said, we believe.
That's right.
Carnally.
Yep.
Because they only believed by their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they all died in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
They all because they didn't believe. They said, we believe, but did they believe? No,
no.
Because the Lord said, you have unbelieving hearts.
And the proof of
carnality will not bring you to. Truth will bring you to Christ. And if you do not receive Christ through the Spirit that He has cleansed in you, if you receive it through your flesh, you will fall. If you receive it through
That's
your
right.
Spirit, you will stand.
That's right.
Very careful to really examine ourselves. I examine myself. What's the point of this? Am I receiving this by what I feel?
That's right.
Am I receiving this by what I'm told?
That's right.
By
the authority.
By the authority.
Feelings have nothing to do with it. We were talking about at that time where the people told Moses, or they said, whatever he says, we'll do. And in 40 days, they were worshiping a golden
calf.
Yeah,
right.
They
right.
having a like, horrible fleshly thing on the ground.
Because it was all about the
it's all about.
See, the dispensationalism teaches once saved, always saved, which means you can be a carnal Christian.
Right.
There's no such thing.
Amen.
God, you're
not a Christian.
And God led them in that. God's
right.
led them in that because that's what they desired.
Right.
The church desired that. We came out of
Amen.
World War II.
Yes.
And we
Thank
said,
you.
Now we've got everything in our hands. We want all the world
mm-hmm.
and Christ. And he said,
right.
if that's what you want, I'll lead you in it.
So
and
know.
We have stood in a church of carnality all that time because
we
desired it. We
yeah.
earned it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I will give you
yeah.
over.
Well, I've heard people say, well, he's Christian, but he's a carnal Christian. I'll get to you in a second. Let me give you a verse. Is there such thing as carnal Christians?
No.
Let me see. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is
it
death.
Is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Death.
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 Be with God.
There is no such thing as a carnal Christian.
Amen. Amen. Before you get to 7, verse 5 in Genesis, look at that. Because you said 7, but I 5 through 7, but verse 5 says, and God saw the wickedness of man that was great on the earth. Because their imagination
imagination.
And their heart was continually on evil are on evil.
That's right.
Do you think God doesn't know?
Right.
When he came to Lot, right? Sodom and Gomorrah, I heard the cry and we had to come and see. When this time starts happening here, the wickedness that we're seeing, I ask myself often, how bad must have it have been? When did I start saying that? About 8 years ago? How bad must have it been in Noah's day
mm-hmm.
when I look at the state of the church of today?
That's right.
Look at the imaginations of men
yes,
now, of mankind now. Every perversion troubles three people. People want to marry their pet. The imaginations, anything you desire in your mind without recompense, without anything.
We have a law in this state, not New York, but the United States, that says if you're a homosexual and you want to marry or take somebody, you don't have to marry, you can take them. As long as they're within 10 years of your age, it's legal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
California.
Mm-hmm.
This is pedophilia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next step of perversion from that?
That's right.
And
you know, I don't need a law to tell me not to lay down with an animal.
Amen. Yeah.
God put it in here.
You know.
Yeah.
So some people need a law not to lay down with an animal.
Because it's really bad.
Okay, so verse 7.
I'm getting them over here for us.
Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man,
yes,
whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and fowls of the air. It repenteth me that I have made them. Look at the next verse.
Yes. I know of not grace.
God is going to give you his grace,
right,
when he pours his wrath out. We are not appointed to wrath.
I have just a question. What does Noah mean? What does his name mean?
Oh, wait a second.
Words of rest.
I think
rest. And in fact, I got a neat study. Y'all got like 2 seconds? If I haven't erased it from the back of the board, the first five names.
Names were very significant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I did this a long time ago. And I'm sorry to take your thing, but since you brought that up.
Sorry.
Did you brought that up?
No.
Here it is, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 names. Adam means man.
Mm-hmm.
Seth means appointed. Enoch means mortal. Kenan means sorrow. Mahalalala means the blessed God. Jared means shall come down. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah means his death shall bring. Lamech, despairing. Noah, comfort or rest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the first 10 names or the first 10, it's a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching his death shall bring the despairing comfort and rest.
Oh, wow. That's the gospel.
That's the gospel.
Sinful man, praise for God, by Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Alan, you wanted to
say. Well, and that even goes further. It says that God will make a way for those who.
Yes.
As you carry the names down. But getting back to what I had, as we were talking here, it comes to me that this nation has been warned for years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you go to any other nation, they call us the great Satan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we the great Satan? Because we believe that we've gotten here before now.
Right. Amen.
Okay.
And haven't we been saying that?
Did he believe the lie?
That's right.
When sin first came, God says, you know what? That's this right. Nation wants to believe a lie. The warning's there. You are the great Satan. We laughed at him.
That's right. How can you abort 60 million? How can you abort 60? And not only do we do that, these are the ones that we know about. How about the birth controls that were burning babies in the womb?
Right.
How many millions have we slaughtered in the womb? And we showed the world how to do it legally.
Right.
We showed the world that two men that love each other.
And we're sponsoring it globally.
Yep. How to do it legally.
We celebrate. A building in
absolutely.
New York in
that's,
Egypt,
that's
where
right.
we could kill a child
right.
just before it takes breath.
Yeah.
Right. We lit up a building.
This is
yeah.
wicked.
Yeah.
Well, they just made it a law that the lesbian and gay flag can be flown with the
yes.
United States
yeah.
flag. And the picture that I saw was above the American flag.
And let's see if they put the Christian flag up there. Let's petition them to put the Christian flag above the LGBTQ, elemental P, XYZ.
I call it the
you know.
People.
God says there's two genders. God says there's two genders.
Man.
They say there's hundreds.
Right.
God's not wrong.
Right.
Well, like I say often, if you're confused, look down.
Yeah.
Okay? Just stand naked and look down.
Right.
There should be definite equipment differences between male and female.
Just like God said. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah,
so verse 11. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Filled. He said it's going to be like the days of Noah, the days of the Son of Man. Okay, verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, and the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. 17. And behold, I will bring a flood upon the flood of waters upon the earth, and I will destroy all flesh wherein the breath of life under heaven, and everything that was in the earth shall die. 18. This is always the comfort that comes from God. But
amen.
What did he say? Verse 8. but no one.
Yes.
Verse 18, but with thee I will establish my covenant. So remember this, we talked about this last week. God established a covenant before the old covenant was given. Before the law was given to Moses, there was this original covenant. What is it? God's grace. Okay, Genesis 13. Remember, what did he say about the original? It was exceedingly wickedness was great.
Yeah.
So Genesis 13, we're looking at Sodom, 13:13. Then the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Wicked, exceedingly. We all know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you go on to read the story, it wasn't just the men.
Right.
They were all involved in that. Okay. 13:13. Genesis 18.
Fullness of God.
This is a spiritual book.
Amen.
This isn't War and Peace and Harry Potter. This is a spiritual book, and it'll go into that dimension.
Right.
And this will always be being taught to us because we will never be God.
Yeah.
So the reason I said that is because you're going to see typology here.
Yes.
Right? The angels are God says that when he gathers us, he's going to send the angels. So there's typology here in Sodom and Gomorrah. So, 19, turn to 19:1. And came two angels to Sodom at evening, Lot in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. So there's angels coming, right?
Now, okay. Before you move on, remember, angels don't accept worship unless one of those angels was God.
Right. So look at 13. For we will destroy this place. They knew.
Mm-hmm.
They knew. Oh, it could happen any second. No. He set markers like he did it, and like he told Noah. Yet in 7 days I will destroy the earth. Noah knew. Now, I'm about as post-trib as you could come. I don't know the day and the hour.
Right. Amen.
But I know the times and the seasons.
Amen.
I know the markers to look for that God told me to. Okay, 13. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord had sent us to destroy it. Meditate on that verse right there.
Yeah.
God heard the cry of people and the wickedness of Sodom.
Before you go any further, real quick, because this is so deep. Remember the first murder on earth?
Yeah.
What cried out to God?
The blood
cried out to God. Now think of that one person over the whole face of the earth. God heard that one person's blood cry out. Think of how many God hears continuously.
That's right.
Before his ears.
Now, 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons in law, which married his daughters, and said, get up. Get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. Does this sound like a carnal Christian?
Yeah, no.
But he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-law. They laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what's going on today. Where I was at, I kept trying to warn people. Oh, you're a one-trick pony, Tom. It's all you want to talk about is end times. And I'm like, yeah, because of me, it's serious.
I like what you said. Was that you, Miss Grace? Said it's here? Yeah, it's no longer end times, it is now times.
That's right. It's not now when.
Yeah.
If not now these last 15 months, when? Mm-hmm. You're not looking at Pearl Harbor. You're not looking at 9/11. You're looking at something that is going global where totalitarianism is controlling people by bullying them and fear. That's the Antichrist system. Right, and we just read the verse in Psalm 19. Don't fear what man can do. Don't fear what man can do to you.
Yeah.
I have to feel that there has to be a reason why he didn't say there isn't a year, a date, or an hour. The year's been eliminated. There is a date. There isn't a day or the hour that man knows that the return.
Right. Okay. But we are to know times and seasons.
The year we can narrow it down to. 7 or 8 years. We're seeing the far away.
He clearly gave us markers to look for.
Right.
And here's one of them that we all agreed on. We're going to see that event. We're going to see the event. We are told by Jesus by Paul. We are going to see this event, the abomination of desolation, which takes place in the midst of the week. There goes your pre-trib rapture right out the window.
Right. Oh, wait, that's not for the church. That's for only the Hebrews.
Yeah, that's what I love about this. Whenever there's persecution or martyrdom, it seems to be for the Jewish people. So God's a racist now?
Yeah.
And he hates Jewish people so much, he's going to remove us and just beat the snot out of them.
Right.
Amen.
That's what he chose them for.
Yeah.
Someone's
got to
be tied to the
wizard
book.
That's right. 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of this city. So think of the city as the world.
Right.
Consumed.
Yeah.
He's going to consume all things. Nobody survives.
Right.
Nobody. You cannot survive the fervent melting of the world. Nobody can survive that. They're going to survive with a resurrected body of damnation.
Right.
We are going to survive with a resurrected body of eternal life.
Amen.
Either way, people are getting a resurrected body at this point. 16. And while they lingered, the men laid hold upon them, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of the two daughters, and the Lord being what?
Merciful.
Unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. So what just happened? The angels came and took them and removed them out of the place. This is what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to descend with the clouds in the air. Michael's going to come with him.
Right.
The trumpet's going to blow. The last trumpet
is
going to blow. And they're going to send the angels. They're going to gather who's ever left.
Right.
See, once again, they have this backwards. They've got billions of people being raptured here. I think by the time you get to here,
there's only a few. Amen. Jesus is going to be able to come back with a Volkswagen and get us all.
That's right. You know, once again, and we're going to ask these questions. When you talk about what is the point of the rapture? Most believers don't even know what the rapture is because... That's right. Is that you are not appointed to the day of wrath.
Right.
That's what the rapture is about. Not only that, is that our Savior is going to appear with the clouds to rescue us. Right?
So he'll be coming as the new song. They thought he was coming.
That's right.
Right.
And what they say, they will look on me. Is he done with them? Absolutely not. They're in the land. He's going to rescue a third of them. Right? But two-thirds of them are going to follow this guy.
Right. Well, even Jesus said, there's one coming in his own name.
That's right.
Whom you'll worship, you'll follow him.
That's
you
right.
Can't follow me, because I don't come in my name, I come in the Father's name.
That's right.
But there's one coming.
Yeah. And we've been warned ever since then, he's coming.
Yeah.
He's clearly coming, and he's coming with his kingdom.
Yes.
His kingdom is the dimension, the Daniel says, the fourth kingdom. Mm-hmm. The number four in your Bible is spiritual, it's dimensional.
Right.
It's not of this world. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't just mean from heaven. That means the demonic, too. They're coming.
Yeah.
Daniel said the fourth kingdom's coming. The Antichrist system is coming.
Mm-hmm. If we look all through the Old Testament, every time the Lord set apart a remnant, it was very small.
That's right.
Yes.
Very small.
That's right.
Well, the ones that went into the promised land, right? Over 2 million came out.
Mm-hmm.
All of them died. Only their kids that were 21 years and below went into the promised land, except for two.
But we're told, because we're in the minority of what we believe, that we must be wrong. I'm glad I'm in the minority.
Amen. Me too.
I'm glad I'm in the minority, because it's not of any wisdom any of us have.
Amen.
It's that we just believe this.
Well, okay. It was shown to us.
It's right. It
yeah.
When we saw it, then we believed.
That's
and
right. You know what, Doug? You know what I noticed about this? Anybody who's post-trib, they were pre-trib at one point.
Right.
And they said to themselves, something's wrong here, Lord. Will you please show me?
Right.
And God says, I'll show you.
Yeah.
You're asking with a true heart, I'll show you. Mm-hmm. He did it with me. Two words, tribulation, wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's ever since then,
it's over.
This is not a gray area.
Right.
This is clear. He comes here. They got him coming two more times.
Right.
Two more appearances. Mm-hmm. Once again, you know what I say to people? What verse is that?
Yeah, right.
Give me the verse. Give me the verse where his second coming comes first for the church, then with the church. Because the Bible says he's only coming one more time.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's going to appear one more time. When is it? Either it's here or there. It's clearly not there, because he rescues the Jew here.
Mm-hmm.
He rescues the believing Jew and the believing Gentile at the same time. He crushes the unbelieving Jew and the unbelieving Gentile at the same time. Okay.
I have to say that there are some that never did believe in the rapture. There are those people who never, churches that did not believe in the rapture.
Right.
And honestly, Wendy, when I asked God to show me this, because I had a problem with 2 Thessalonians, I tore down the rapture too. But you could clearly see that there is going to be a catching up.
Mm-hmm.
And a
I meant the pre-trib, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah.
The pre-trib rapture, there are churches, there are people that never did believe
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I see it. Go ahead.
It was the Scofield Bible. It was a big reason why. And it was big in the United States. I don't think it was that big in Europe.
That's right.
And certainly amongst Protestant denominations.
That's right. The early church fathers never believed it. Go read their writings.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Barnabas, Clement, mm-hmm. Polycarp, all the ones that sat under the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
They never heard of this. And then I'll say again, my wife, she's had her read her Bible last night. She's like, God, what are you getting all worked up about? It's clear.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been taught it. So she sees it for what
exactly.
it really is.
Exactly. Yep, yep.
Oh, it's so easy to teach somebody who hasn't been polluted than trying to clean the pollution and then teach them.
And you're right. It seems obvious.
Yeah.
You know, we've never believed that, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we've been brainwashed. 95% of the church have been brainwashed because dispensationalism has crept into the churches, like Kevin said. They put it in the Scofield Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Larkin comes on the scene, right? And he says, well, you people have had it wrong for 1830 years, like the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventists. You people have had it wrong. There's this new way of understanding this. And then Clarence Larkin put it in the charts.
Right.
And Scofield put it in a Bible.
So how does a doctrine come up in 1830, 1800
yeah.
years,
yeah.
18 centuries
yeah.
after the death of
That's
Christ,
right.
all of a sudden there's new wine,
yeah.
as they call it, quote,
That's
quote,
right.
new wine. Really?
Yeah.
All
That's
those
right.
years.
All those years.
You hit it wrong.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just real quick, I just, we need to be careful that we don't throw out people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're believing
yeah.
something.
Oh, of course. I know.
Often, well, people get in this thing, well, now I know it.
Right.
Let's be really careful there. God told us to love people.
Right.
Now, they haven't been illuminated because they haven't looked. We have people that come
yes.
to this church,
yes.
okay, that stop coming to this study because they will not believe what we're teaching here. All right? And we need to love those people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Holy Spirit reveals it to them.
Well, I wasn't criticized.
Oh, no. And not you.
The doctor.
But,
yes.
The doctor.
The doctor. We're going after the doctor.
Right.
What I'm saying is the people. We know we came out of churches that believe this.
Yeah.
And those souls there, we're to love them. All right? And I'm just saying be careful not to cast stones at people.
Because they have submitted unto men.
Right.
They have
yes.
submitted
right.
unto
That's
men
right.
and accepted men. But
yes.
the idea is to now look at the scripture
That's
through
right.
the Spirit of God.
Right.
And then they will see the truth.
That's right.
And only, go ahead, Sister.
Those are the people we should pray for more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yes. know the truth.
Right.
They know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're not seeing the whole truth.
Yeah.
Right.
right.
So those are the ones that we should really be praying for, that their eyes are fully open.
Okay.
That
right.
the scales are removed.
Amen.
And that they can come into the fullness of the Lord.
Right.
Because that's where they're going to have their comfort.
Well,
that,
yeah, I'll tell you, that's what happened to me. When I asked the Lord to show me this thing, He did. But with it came a responsibility now.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the lost out there, but for brothers and sisters
right.
in Christ who
Amen.
Have been fooled by this.
Yes.
So,
and so not trying to cast stones, but you need to say names.
I think you call out teachers. I think you definitely call out
call
teachers.
Call out
teachers. Have mercy on the lady.
Pray
call out teachers.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think we know. I think
All right.
we
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
The Holy
right.
Spirit is going to
yeah.
let you know
yeah.
who
yeah.
you should
yeah.
be praying.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, right. So verse 23, 1923, what did he say? What did he say in the morning? Yeah, verse 15. And when the morning arose. Right, so
yes.
1923, when the sun was risen upon the earth, when Lot entered into Zoar. Think of that verse right there. Who's the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Christ.
There's typology right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun was risen, He's going to appear. His glory is the earth is going to be filled with darkness before the great notable day of the Lord. He's going to rip the veil open between heaven and earth. He's coming in glory. A blinding glory, and the sun is going to be risen on the earth, right? And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire out of heaven. And He overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. and his wife looked back.
He's supposed to move forward.
You know what his wife is? The wife was the one who said, who repeated the prayer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And she said, I'm on board.
Yeah.
But I'm going to live how I want.
She wanted what she had in the world.
That's right.
Right.
It says it there back in 17.
That's right.
It says, shape your life, do not look behind you, or stay anywhere in the plain, escape the mountains, lest you be destroyed.
Yeah.
And my reads a little bit different. You jump right forward to Matthew, and it says, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
Right.
Yeah.
He says that. But don't take the time to take anything off your rooftop.
That's
or take
right.
anything with you. You can't take carnality with you.
That's right.
Well, flee to the mountains.
While you're in that, verse 22 of Genesis says, haste thee, escape thither,
that's right.
I cannot do anything until thou become thither.
All right. Right.
I can't do anything until you're out of the way.
That's right.
All
right.
So you make haste. Get on about the business of being a Christian. Get on the business about leaving the world behind you.
Right.
Wow, that can preach.
Yep. It'd be a nice hymn.
Revelation 19:10, the last part of 19:10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Well, let's ignore it. Well, let's ignore prophecy. That's
right
shot.
There, word for word, between Matthew and Genesis. How far apart were they written?
That's right. Yeah.
You take it back to 16, which you've already read,
mm-hmm.
and while they lingered, okay,
yeah.
he's read in Matthew,
that's
he says,
right.
he said, don't even go
that's
back
right.
to her coat,
right.
don't linger.
That's
yeah.
right. He's going to divide the ones who honor him with their lips,
yeah.
but their heart is removed, and he's going to honor the ones where they have sold out,
yes.
no matter what.
It's said in Hebrews as well. Yeah. Why did he get opportunity to have returned?
That's right.
Yeah, they looked at some.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why it's so important to be in the Word and,
yes.
and being able to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you. You need to know when to move.
Right. Amen.
The Lord will tell you
yes.
when to move, and you need to be able to hear that Spirit speak to you, because it's not going to be a loud banging noise.
No.
Right.
It's going to be a small voice.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And it's Scripture right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a small, steady build.
That's right.
Yes.
You can't just decide today, open up the Scripture,
right.
and think that you got it
yeah.
all.
Right.
That's what else? Persevered
yeah.
that spirit of perseverance is not just those that make it to the end. It's those who included their whole life.
Right. Yes.
That's what builds you.
When I open this up, first of all, you don't open it up without asking him.
Second
of all, I never heard a thundering, mumble voice, but you know what I hear? You looking at that, Tom?
No.
I want you to look at that.
Yeah.
Tom, I want you to chase
yeah.
that word.
Yeah.
Stop
here.
Stop
here.
Right
here.
There, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it Isaiah that says they draw near to me with their mouth, but their heart is
yeah.
far from me?
Yeah.
You know, often a lot of people, they get caught up in the emotions of going down front. You know, in the Bible, there's no such thing as an altar call.
That's right.
That's an emotional thing. And it that altar call has led a lot of people to hell with
mm-hmm.
a false
That's
conversion.
Right.
Well, I walk down in this crusade. I walk down and I confess. I walk down.
There's nowhere where it says repeat it after me.
No.
There's nowhere where it says repeat this
mm-hmm.
prayer.
Yeah.
That was one of Billy Graham's greatest burdens.
Yes.
Was so many people would profess their life to the Lord.
Yeah.
But truly he knew that so few of them actually did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many of them came to the Lord carnally.
Yes.
He said only a very small percentage really came to
Brilliant.
The Lord.
I mean,
that was a great burden
yes.
upon him.
But even those that go down, in my experience, even those that go down and have that experience, I got saved,
mm-hmm.
truly saved, through someone that had the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
God, glory, whatever.
Yes.
He can.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
He can.
Okay, so 28. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land and the plain, beheld, and lo, smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, God remembered Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and sent Lot out of the midst, and overthrew, and he overthrew the cities which Lot dwelt. So I think of Abraham right there. What do you think Abraham's doing while he knows what's going on in Sodom?
He's praying.
He's
praying.
Mm-hmm.
He's broken heart.
So, see why fellowship matters?
Yeah.
You see why loving one? Jesus said, how do you know you're my disciples if you love one another? I think we've been here 3 months. I'm so in love with you guys. I mean, honestly, there's just a bond here that, like Pastor said earlier, there is something going on here that is real.
And I think keeping each other lifted up in prayer.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
I know times, especially if I'm by myself, I don't know half these people's names. I can't remember half these people's names. I don't forget a face.
Right.
And as I'm praying, I'm praying by faith.
Yeah.
But we're all in this together. We're all like-minded. We're all on the same page. I say it all the time. I feel when I got here, I've been set free. I was not allowed 5 seconds to talk like this where I was going. And they say, King James, you know, fundamentalist, the Bible. And you're going, well, the war's coming. The spiritual warfare is coming, Pastor. Well, you keep going there.
Okay, you don't think this matters? Isn't there unicorns and rainbows somewhere that you're talking about?
Well, that's what the whole warning of the entire book is about.
Amen. Yes, it is.
The whole thing is about it. It's about persevering. It's about staying in the Word. Persevering through reading when you don't feel like reading.
Amen. And something you asked, what did Abraham do when he saw that? His heart was broken for the souls that died and went to hell that day.
That's right. Think of that.
We need to have that heart. Not that, God's going to get you for that.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to hell. Yeah, it's forever. And it says in verse 27, and Abram got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. I've heard several testimonies that God wakes me up at 2:30 in the morning. God wakes me up at 3 o'clock. What do we do? Hit the snooze and roll back over? Or do we get up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing how everybody knows it's God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody, I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I get up at 3:30. I get up at 2:30. I get up at 4. And yet we all know it's God going,
I got something for you.
Oh, the dew's still on the grass. Let's go get some manna.
He's always the one that pops into my mind when somebody else. He's not some other worry.
When I get up, I know when he wakes me up, the first thing I say, what is it, Lord?
Amen.
And he'll put something on my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so Deuteronomy 29. He's going to cover this verse, and then we're going to go through some verses together.
Well, we have it?
Well, you guys are going to read it.
Deuteronomy
29. 23. Okay? 29:23. And the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah. So now he's going to add some to this. Right? Adma and Zeboam, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Verse 24, even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done this unto this land? What meaneth the heat of his great anger? So you can see God's wrath is not tribulation, it's his fierce anger that he's going to pour out on the wicked.
Please do 25 before you, because there's a reason he did it.
Okay. The men shall say, because they have forsaken their covenant, there it is, the covenant of the Lord of their the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them, and he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt.
26, for they went and they served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, whom they had not given them, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the land. What is the church doing? We are worshiping other gods.
That's right.
You know, there's only one acceptable reason for divorce.
Keep going with that one, Martha.
And that's adultery. That's because the Lord says, I will divorce you you adulter before me.
Yeah. Well, what did Jesus call fornication? What did he call adultery? It's not just the physical.
Right.
Yeah. It's what you do with your eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Doug told me to finish reading, and he's right. Verse 27, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the land to bring upon it the curses that were written in the book.
This book.
This book.
That's right.
This book.
That's right.
Yep.
If you just, you could save your soul by just believing the book.
Amen.
He's made it very easy for us.
Right.
And anybody who reads this realizes this is not written by a bunch of drunken people. This is, look at what we're doing. Revelation, and yet we're going through the whole Bible. This is how God works. It is the volume of the book is written of Jesus Christ.
So the Old Testament is relevant for today.
Yes.
Regardless of what the Indian family says.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Mary. Luke 17, 24 to 30. I'm going to read Hebrews. Lauren, 2 Peter 2. 4 through 10. Nancy, you want to read?
Yeah.
Jude 6 and 7. Alan, 2 Peter 3, 1 through 9. Bill, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 9. Nancy, Matthew 24, 3 to 14. And Doug, Matthew 10, 26 to 39, Kevin. Luke 21, 16 to 19. And we're going that order. Luke 17, 24 to
30. On your list right here is number 2. We've got to the second bullet point.
You might not get to Revelation today. moved with fear and prepared an ark, the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So what was Noah doing when God said, I'm going to destroy the place, build an ark? He was preaching.
Mm-hmm. Right. He was preaching.
That's us.
He was a preacher of righteousness.
That's right. That's us. What did Enoch? Enoch, was he was translated.
Right.
He had to die, by the way. He had to die. Hebrews, I can't remember where it is. Says all these died in faith. Mm-hmm. So he just was translated, but he did not go to heaven with his body.
Right.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit.
Amen.
So it's well, there is a picture there. Mm-hmm. So was he not taken out before tribulation or wrath? Wrath.
Yeah.
Right? So there, because they would use Enoch, and what did Enoch say? Hey, the Lord's coming with 10,000 of the saints. Why?
Execute.
To punish, execute judgment.
Right.
Okay, so 31. By faith, the harlot. How'd you like to be in heaven, be known as
the harlot.
You got it. He's got a sense of humor, I think. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall more I say? For the time will tell me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also of Samson, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, out of weakness mm-hmm. were made strong,
Amen.
Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Woman received her dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Woo-hoo! So all those ones that their dead were raised, that's not a resurrection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're revived.
Right. Right.
And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, the bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. I don't see anybody escaping. I don't see some believers not being punished for your belief. But I see the opposite. But yet they're telling us something different.
And they without us.
That's right. They without us.
Amen.
When is that?
We are so part. I mean, it's amazing.
That's right. It's like he knew they were going to do this.
Yeah. Well, sure. He's like God. All right.
2 Peter 4-10. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned and cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world but saved Noah, one of the 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are afraid to speak. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries.
From what I can see, there's one event that takes place. Not 2 events, not 3 events. There's one event where he judges the righteous and the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The verses are there. These aren't our opinions. The verses are there. Mm-hmm. It's the Bible that separates truth from fiction. Who's next?
Jude 6 and 7. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. even at Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering vengeance of eternal fire.
It's clear on judgment. He's going to even judge the fallen angels too. Now, what does he say? He said that those angels, what they mated with human beings, mm-hmm. and they had hybrids. And Jesus says it's going to be like the days of Noah. It's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it might even be happening. As a matter of fact, I don't see a verse that says it hasn't been happening.
Right.
Because in Genesis 6, it says there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came mm-hmm. into the daughters of men and had giants. So to me, there seemed to be this thing, the first group before the flood, he threw it to chains of darkness right. for the day of judgment.
Yeah.
But it seemed to happen again after the flood, or you wouldn't have a Goliath.
Right, right. Goliath, there's when Caleb went to, I want that mountain.
That's right.
Right. And there were giants on
that's
that
right.
mountain.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, look at them, all the names of the Zanzumans. Those are all giants.
Yeah.
And there's evidence that giants have existed after
yes.
the flood.
Right.
So what happened? Nobody survived before the flood except the eight. So that means it happened again.
Well, it was Og.
It's right, Og, King of Bashan.
Yeah.
And Con, when they were discovering America and they were going throughout America,
right.
they were finding giant
bones
everywhere. Yes. 15, 20 feet tall. They said the Seminole Indians
mm-hmm.
were a tribe of 15 feet tall.
Yes.
They said, I can't remember what Caesar was. He took on the Goths.
Right.
He said they were 12, 13 feet mm-hmm. tall. Giants. It's still happening. I'm telling you right now, there's hybrids in this world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to manifest themselves in the last days.
One of the first areas right around here was in Mount Morris.
Mm-hmm.
The aerial mounds of Mount Morris.
That's right.
Actually exhumed giant
right.
bones
right.
of giants,
yeah.
not petrified real bones
yeah.
out of graves. And that happened right here in Mount Morris. And,
yeah.
well, and but there's a very, very orchestrated authority to receive them. Nobody will believe.
Right.
Satan's great effect today.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's really going on.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't look behind it. Don't look at the man behind
it.
It's
right.
all okay.
What do you think the aliens are?
Yeah.
Why are they constantly pushing this thing about the aliens? You and me know that they don't come from some planet somewhere.
Right.
They're interdimensional.
Right.
Right.
They're interdimensional beings that come and interact with people, and some of them they sexually manipulate.
Yeah.
Right? That's going on. They're going to reveal themselves. I guarantee I don't know how, they're going to play a role in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're demonic.
Yeah.
All right.
Was it always demonic?
I think the ones that left their first estate are demonic.
Right.
Yeah, because
the
angels of God.
All of this is all.
It seemed to be one event for them.
Mm-hmm.
Where you either followed Satan or you said, I'm with God, and it's over.
And
so weren't the men of renown supposed to be the esteemed mighty men that were
right.
like
yeah.
McCaffrey's? And but David had a bunch of them.
Oh, David's mighty men?
Yeah. He had some that were
yeah.
mighty men of renown.
Mighty men
of renown. I don't know. I don't think they were men of old, though.
Yeah,
I think they were
yeah.
his army. I think they were his army.
The
I think
Bible,
that's the difference.
Yeah, the Bible strictly says that particular class of humans were cast out, or those angelic hosts that came and
right.
had sexual relationship with the daughter of man, because if you guys haven't noticed it, women are good looking, you know. And so,
it seems to be our problem.
It seems to be the problem.
Remember that, women.
Yeah.
Remember that. We're not like you.
Yeah.
We don't think like you.
Amen. We don't.
You know what that means? It means angels have DNA.
It's right. That's
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Everybody hear that?
Yes.
Say that. Tell them again, Doug.
That means angels have DNA.
They have DNA. They can procreate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They can manifest themselves.
And what the Bible says is it was in the days of Noah.
That's right.
So shall it be in the days of the coming.
That's right. Amen. And what was going on with Lot's? They wanted to have intercourse with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The perverts wanted to. It's going to happen again. They're going to manifest themselves, and people are going to worship them.
Mm-hmm.
They say that people are becoming more spiritual, the less Christian.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's a key. spirituality. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well, it just occurred to me. Did the people of Sodom and Gomorrah recognize them as angels?
No, they were just men.
Did they know?
Yeah, they were just.
They appeared as men.
It seems like
they
appeared to men.
Yeah. It seems like Lot knew.
I want to say, why God treated them.
That's a good point.
And even Lot offered up his daughters to the crowd.
And they said no.
And they, yeah, they said no. But think of, I wouldn't offer my daughter to a bunch of crazy faggots. I can't, homosexuals.
Sorry, I think you might have known that they were going to.
Yeah, they're not interested in the daughters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's a testimony against them.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
The second epistle, beloved, I write unto you in both which I stir up in your prayer minds by the way of remembrance, that we may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets and the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing the first that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For they willingly are ignorant of the of that by the word of God, the heavens of the old and the earth, standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was being overflowed with water, perish. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same are kept and restored, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of the one thing, that the day of the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. There you go.
He's tying that event into the flood.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that happened, right? But we have even Christians, creationists, pastors who say, well, it wasn't global.
It was a regional flood.
It was regional.
I know, just a dam broke.
Well, why didn't God tell Noah, you know, don't make an ark, get a cattle cart and move over there? Right?
Head to the next county,
Noah.
It's going to get rough.
Yeah. It was, so he's comparing that destruction to the destruction that's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he said, I will never flood the earth with water again.
He didn't say it wasn't going to destroy
that's
earth.
Right.
Fire.
That's right.
Right.
Fire. Yeah. But a holy fire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For them, bad. For us, good.
Yeah.
A purifying fire. For them, a burning hell for eternity.
Well, there's the gay flag uses the
rainbow.
Rainbow. Rainbow. Notice something about
God will never destroy the earth again.
That's
see?
Right.
We're going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
God says he'll never flood the earth again.
That's right.
Okay.
There's a flood of iniquity coming on the earth. That's Revelation 12 and Revelation 16. There's a flood of wickedness, evil coming on this world that God is going to destroy with fire.
But the demonic powers want you to believe that the earth will not be destroyed in 5 days and lesbians.
Surely you shall not die.
That's right. Surely you shall not die.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I see here is it says the fathers fall asleep. The churches today are asleep.
Amen.
Amen.
And then, as Barry said before, they're willingly ignorant.
That's right.
And every man is doing what they think is right.
That's right. Willingly.
That's
willingly.
Dumb on purpose.
Yes.
You're ignoring the facts. These are facts.
Yes.
These aren't God's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
They're facts. They're going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? To me, it's just, you see how this works? You see how he's tying everything together? So he says, and the people will like that verse, well, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, so you can make a day anything you want. That event is here, and it lasts 1,000 years. That's what he's talking about, that the day of the Lord starts the millennial 1,000-year reign. It doesn't mean you can call a day anything you want it to be. All right, who's next?
I guess 2 Timothy 3, this know also that in the last last days and perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power thereof, and from such turn away, for this is the sort that are they that which creep into houses and lead in captivity silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
Mm-hmm. Their folly. Mm-hmm.
So what I just got from that, so they were learning, so they were in church,
mm-hmm.
but they never got the knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never got that knowledge.
You know what the knowledge is? It's the Holy Spirit. They didn't have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. That's so great, because we're going to talk about that today.
No, we also invaded small group sessions.
Yep.
It can lead things astray, too.
Yep.
Yeah, Bible study was like, God, getting to know God.
Amen.
Oh,
not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It, but the verse one there, the perilous times will come.
Yes.
Does not say you're going to be removed
before
perilous times.
No.
It says that they will come. And look at what happened. The world was exceedingly wicked. The men of Sodom were exceedingly
mm-hmm.
wicked. Look at these people. Without natural affections, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. This is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're seeing this starting to take place. That's right. Disobedient to parents. Right?
Right here in this crowd, at our age group, do you remember when your word was good enough?
Yeah. Yeah.
When
yes,
you shook a man's hand, amen.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't have that anymore.
No. Yeah.
You shake somebody's hands today, you better go wash your hands. Because you don't know the filth that you just picked up.
They don't trust you today with a word of character.
Amen.
Let's rip through this. Go ahead, Kevin.
My next?
No, Nancy's. Matthew
24:3-14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and then shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
I think we got another reader. just so much going on there. So we're told that, well, Matthew 24, that's for the Jews, says no verse. Says no verse. But yet, because they don't like the narrative,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say, well, that's because God punishes men because he's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Matthew 24:3, he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, tell us what shall these things be, what is the sign of that coming, and the end of the world. So he's tying all those together. If your Bible says end of the age, it's wrong. The end of the world is coming with the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
A new world. he's bringing. Not just the time period, he's also bringing the world with it. So, I don't care. The next verse, if that was true, the next verse would say, well, first I'm going to rapture the church. He's talking about end times. It's all here. Everything you need to know about that time period.
Yeah.
The very next verse after verse 3 says, first I'm going to call the church up to heaven. Doesn't say that. But he says, don't be deceived. Yeah. Right? Nation shall rise. You're seeing nation against nation for no reason.
Right.
For no reason at all. They are dividing this nation. I don't know how I get political. I was a Trumper. I think he was the greatest president since
Amen.
Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
The reason? Because we didn't need Reagan to be like Trump.
Right.
We Democrats and Republicans were on the same page. We knew homosexuality was wrong. They knew abortion was wrong. They had a faith of God, but they might have had some different views politically.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is that party has turned so far left they become Marxist and Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that the right is exactly right.
No.
We needed, what Trump did was do something that shouldn't have never had to be done.
Right.
Bring back people to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I viewed him as correlated him with Jonah. The difference is Nineveh repented.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's
great.
Yeah.
So that's
excellent.
Thing.
Yeah. And I do. I think we all started realizing when they stole the election and they stole the two Senate seats that that was God saying, are you watching, children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you reading your Bible? Are you watching what's going on?
I saw so many things towards the end of the terms there where there was a lot of confession, but there wasn't much repentance.
Right.
They were saying it with their mouth,
by
the heart of the nation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that everybody that went to the I forget, there's a couple of things that large crowds showed up there for. I'm not saying that every heart there wasn't correct with God, but the fundamental understanding of what needed to be done, true repentance, didn't happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and there's something about, like a lot of these politicians that are Christians, a lot of them are kingdom now.
Yes.
Like Barbara Bachman and Palin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that you hear Christian talking, the right, they believe that they were going to usher in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So,
and no man ushers in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
You know, I was there January 6th.
Yeah.
What I saw was a Trump rally.
Right.
But yet, you have people burning down buildings, slaughtering police officers,
right.
breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the problem, but we
are.
Right. Amen.
The problem was, is the turning that took place, I was there, the turning that took place didn't turn people back to God.
Yeah,
right. The people turned their faith to mankind,
that's right.
to the government. And I want to be really careful here, because I do very much respect the people that have given up their lives for the wars and stuff.
Right.
But if we put our faith in our soldiers,
mm-hmm.
and we call them the
yes.
heroes and make them God before us, that's wrong.
That's right.
I don't want to take anything away from our soldiers,
mm-hmm.
but I want to be careful.
Yeah.
God and God alone
mm-hmm.
wins and loses everything
yeah.
that there is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not people.
Yeah.
Not governments.
So we need to get through two more verses, but I just want to say that he warned of false prophets coming,
mm-hmm.
right? He said, iniquity will abound and the love of many will wax, grow.
Right.
Are you not seeing that?
Yes.
Is that not what happened at Sodom? Is that not what happened at the flood?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Matthew 10:26-39. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. For I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. What ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. Mm-hmm. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Mm-hmm. There were a couple things God pointed out to me while I was reading, so he told me to emphasize them a little bit. There's a them versus him.
That's right. Yeah. See? You see who God is? God knows what's coming. He doesn't want you cowering in a cave or prepping. He wants you out there witnessing. He wants us to be a standard. He wants us to be a light in a dark world. And that's what we should do. That, to me, that says it all. Yeah. And a lot, and I like the way Doug emphasized a lot of key. Some of those I have got highlighted that you emphasized in circle. So
yeah, when I was pre-reading it, he was pointed out to me that I ought to make a point of it. So
I get it. I find it interesting because he says they're going to kill you.
Right.
But verse 30 says not the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And in another verse he says not a hair of your head will be harmed. But they're going to kill you.
Right.
It's just, it's understanding God and who he is. Yeah. Your life is not about you in this world.
Yes.
Your life is about him and glorifying him, and then you're going to reap your rewards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke 21:16-19. And you shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause you to put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, for there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Is that it?
Yeah. So, man, just a couple of verses right there. You see all the doctrine that's there? And, you know, you keep hearing for his name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for your name's sake. It's for him. Everything we do is for him. Live for him. Die for him. Whatever it is for him. I know I've been redundant. I've said this before. My mom and dad are there.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see Jesus Christ when I take my last breath, it's not worth it to me.
Amen.
That's who I want to bow down and praise and worship for what he's done for me in my life, in my friends, in my family, my true family. The brotherhood. We're not going to get to Revelation, so, but we are going to get to Revelation next week.
Finally, keep your paper.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything? Any comments? Is this a blessed tool?
The one thing that came to my mind was back. I forget who was reading, but it says war and rumors of war. That's what we're getting right
that's
now.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. And there's no verse that says we're going to fight.
Right.
Okay?
And I'm sorry, I didn't notice that. In verse 16, it talks about who will betray you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what happened with the Jews.
Yeah.
It was their neighbors that
that's
betrayed
right.
them.
Right.
It wasn't that the Germans went out
that's
there
right.
and got that.
No.
They're going to turn on us.
Yes.
Oh. They are going to turn on us. Your family is going to turn on you. People that were sitting next to you in church one day, when they say, shut it down and take the mark, they're going to go, I didn't sign up for this. They're going to betray us. We are the minority. But I would rather be the minority.
And remember with that, when he says brothers and sisters, he's not talking about the world. He's talking about family. I truly believe that he's talking about the ones who you consider brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
Yes.
You will be hated.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy had a great testimony about something that her daughter had received from someone who was in the same co-op homeschooling.
A believer,
mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are coming against those who are making a stand against the vaccine
mm-hmm.
and against the lie of the virus. Right, I'm not saying that the virus is a lie,
right.
but the whole of it is a deception.
Mm-hmm.
And something that the scripture we read today, that iniquity is going to
mm-hmm.
increase, and as lawlessness grows, the love of many is going to wane. of, not of the world, but in the body of Christ.
We're being lied to.
Yes.
We are being lied to. The virus is nothing.
Amen.
There are no more. The CDC came out themselves and said there are no more deaths in 2019 than there was in 2020.
Amen.
The same amount of people have died, but yet, for some reason, COVID seemed to have cured the flu and heart disease. Right? We're being lied to, and the only way to prepare for what's coming is not fleshly prepping, spiritual. Father God, we do come to you. We are so thankful for your Son. We are so thankful that we have a way out of all this.
Yes.
We are so thankful that you have looked down upon mankind and poured your grace and mercy upon us. And we are called the children of God. And I'm so thankful for this group, Father God, that we are united. We are like-minded. And we just seek your will, that your kingdom will come, that we look forward to seeing our Savior, Jesus Christ, on that day, that you have promised these things to us, not because of our righteousness, but because who you are. And we just believe it, Father God. And I ask that you would cause us to be lights in a dark world and to prepare our brothers and sisters, family members, a lost world for what's coming, and to warn them of the wrath to avoid. And I thank you, Father God, for this place, for this church, for your holy book that is just enlightening and the words of life. In Jesus' name we pray.